Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the final 22 teams have made their way to Orlando, and they're ready to get back on the court. While the ending of this year's basketball season will be different than years past, there will not be a shortage of excitement, and there's no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings, the top-rated sportsbook app. And to celebrate the return of basketball, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all users a special odds boost for the first 3 days of the season. You bet $20 to win $100 on any team of your choosing. And to take advantage of this offer, it's really easy. All you have to do is sign up and navigate to the promotions tab within the app. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Make sure you use code KSN when you sign up. And for a limited time, all users can get a special odds boost betting $20 to win $100 on a team of your choosing. That's code KSN. Boost your odds, $20 to win $100, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, and he's Greg Pickle. Greg, are you ready to talk Penn State football and specifically some recruiting?
Jim, I certainly am. And even better than that, I'm excited for us to finish this week's episode. And if you want to know why, it's because the Big Ten has said that they might, has said through back channels, because there's different people reporting that the Big Ten might come out with their new schedule this week, Jim. And you know as well as I do, some listeners may have picked up on this in the past, but the only time big news tends to happen is well after we finish recording. So maybe we'll get that info this week, because let's be honest, to have the season start on time, Jim, we're going to need a schedule here at some point.
Yes, eventually. That's an interesting point you're making there, Greg. You do need a schedule to start the season, and hopefully that will happen. And even more so, we hope that it will actually come to fruition. But what has come to fruition is some recruiting news recently. In fact, there's been a lot of it going on for Penn State. We've also been waiting for that to happen. There's been pretty much a lack of 2021 recruiting news for Penn State, and what news they have gotten hasn't always been all that great. So what do? You just turn the page and you start talking about 2022 recruiting, right? And Penn State has gotten off to a nice start in that regard in the past week. Let's start with the most recent commitment. Just this week, Greg, Jerry Cross, a four-star tight end out of Wisconsin, made the call for Penn State over the home state team in Wisconsin. Any kind of surprise there to you?
I guess the biggest surprise to me, Jim, came last week when Jerry Cross put out that he was going to announce, and I can't remember exactly how the timeline went, but he made it sound like he was going to announce almost immediately, and then he seemed to have tapped the brakes a little bit and pushed his announcement back to back to this week. So the Milwaukee, Wisconsin four-star is 247 Sports, number six tight end. He's a top 200 player in the country. And obviously the Badgers will continue to push hard here. I think that's important to remember that, you know, this guy, just like Caden Saunders, who I don't think you and I have got to talk about either yet, in the class of 2022, these guys can't even put pen to paper until mid-December of next year. So there's obviously a long way to go here, but you have to start somewhere with your next cycle. And you know what, Jim, this is a pretty darn good place. This kid is a major talent who only I think is going to go up in terms of the rankings, and I don't know if he's a five, I don't know if he's a fifth star kind of guy, Jim, but I could certainly see him moving up on the old national ranking scale and perhaps the positional ranking scale. So another really good get here. Goes to show that how important of a recruiter Tyler Bowen is for Penn State. The position coach, who's been here a couple of years now, is seen by many as a rising star in the industry, Jim, and he's certainly helping Penn State's class rise as well.
And another point here, Greg, and this is something we'll hit on a little bit later on in the show, he's a tight end, and the ability to recruit there after you have a Pat Freiermuth and a Mike Gesicki at the position seems to lead to better recruiting on down the road. And he also seems to fit, and I'm just looking at his dimensions, 6'6", 218 pounds. He, just using those numbers alone, he doesn't sound like he's the road grader, could be, you know, turn into a tackle type of tight end. He seems the more typical Penn State tight end who you're going to think receiver first. Is that an accurate description of him?
I think that's probably the case, yeah. And it'll be interesting. I think the thing that will be fun to watch over the next year or change, Jim, is how much does he fill out, right? Because right now they have him listed as 6'6", 218. I haven't got to see him in person yet. But just looking at some of the photos, Jim, you can tell that there's a lot of weight left to be added to that frame. He has big, wide shoulders and just a guy who very much looks capable of adding probably a good 20 pounds with little to no impact on his speed and his jumping ability and everything else. So as he fills out, I mean, this guy could be one of the players like a Jason Oway, like an Adisa Isaac, et cetera, who just comes to campus looking like an absolute monster, Jim. And I think Penn State fans should be eager to follow that progression over the next year or so.
And again, remembering that he is just going into his junior year in high school, so probably before he even hits campus, he will have put on some more weight. All right, you alluded to the other commitment in the past week, and no, we hadn't talked about him, Caden Saunders, 5'10", 172. He is also from out of state, from a rivals, a Big Ten rival state. He's out of Ohio. 4-star wide receiver, and again, 5'10", 172 pounds. Those dimensions bring up stir memories of KJ Hamler. What can you tell us about Caden Saunders?
Well, Jim, I can tell you this. I did not see that Saturday commitment coming. I don't know about you, but that one caught me a little bit off guard. It's funny because, we can see most of these coming either because kids put out on Twitter that they're going to commit or whatever. You can usually have a pretty good feeling that a guy is going to commit. And you can have a pretty good feeling about when a guy is going to commit. But this Westerville, Ohio 4-star, 5'10", 172 pounds, he kind of decided to wrap things up pretty quick. And I think he did give some notice, which I unfortunately missed. So, yeah, I was a little bit surprised when I saw when I saw his tweet and James Franklin's tweet on Saturday. But man, when you watch this kid's film, and I had seen it before and I watched it again on Saturday, just a really smooth player. You bring up the KJ Hamler comparison, Jim. I can guarantee that Penn State used that same nugget when recruiting him, the nation's number 21 receiver in the class of 2022, according to 247 Sports, the number 170th player in the country in that cycle. He's a really good talent, Jim. And in a cycle, this current cycle, the 2021 class, maybe receiver is a little bit disappointing to some. But in terms of, the next class, obviously starting off with Caden Saunders, is about as good as you're going to get. And there are some other pretty big name guys in that class as well. So I think Penn State really can gear up, for a more a bigger splash of recruiting news next cycle, if that makes sense. So we'll see if it actually turns out that way, but they're off to a darn good start.
Also, in relating these two commitments to the current cycle, and correct me if I'm wrong here, I look at it as not only do they have Jerry Cross in the 2022 class, they have another kid actually for the 2023 class at tight end. At wide receiver, they have 10 returning players for the 2020 season at wide receiver, including the 5 incoming freshmen. Those 10 all have eligibility for another year, along with Liam Clifford and Lonnie White coming in. Might this signal that perhaps they won't get another wide receiver, and perhaps at tight end they might say, you know what, we've got two more coming in the upcoming classes. they're not as much a priority this season where we have a limited number of scholarships.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect way to read the situation, Jim. And let's be honest, the 2022 class is probably going to end up pretty small as well. I mean, it's really hard to say with any level of confidence at this point because we don't know when we don't know when the 2021 season is going to start or what it's going to look like. We don't know how many guys might decide to move on after the season or how many guys might decide to go to the NFL draft. And so it's a little bit tough to make the projections that you and I would typically make about class size and number of guys who could go to the portal and number of guys who could go to the NFL. Because let's be honest, without the competition that you typically get in spring ball and in summer camp and so on, it's really tough to kind of line up, line up everything that's going on. But in terms of the receiver spot, yeah, Penn State expected to be pushing hard there with that trio of guys from Maryland. It doesn't look like it's going to work out for any of them at this point. But let's not forget Anthony Ivy, Mekhi Flowers, two Pennsylvania kids, two four-star receiver recruits right in the Nittany Lions' backyard, Jim. They need to lock both of those guys up. And if they lock those two up, in addition to Caden Saunders, that would give them three top 20 receivers in the class of 2022. And it would be really the nucleus of the class. So I think that's kind of your focus at this point. If you're Penn State, you got Liam Clifford, you're happy about that. You got Lonnie White, you're happy about that. You have some tight ends who could be bigger bodied receivers in the future. So I think you just move forward at this point and realize that if you lock up Ivy and you lock up Flowers again, and those guys, maybe one of them is actually a running back in at the college level. Maybe one of them's a defensive backer, you know, plays the other side. You know, I don't know. We'll see how all that shakes out. I think both of them are receivers for the time being, but who knows? So, but again, if you get those two in addition to Saunders, all of a sudden you have one of the best trio of receivers in the country. And so I just think that, you know, if you're Penn State at this point, if you can find a stud at receiver or if someone wants to change their mind, you're going to listen. But otherwise, you might be more willing to focus on, you know, adding another defensive lineman or an offensive lineman, if depending on how things shake out. Maybe another linebacker, though I think they're probably done there. Perhaps a couple of guys pop up in the secondary that you can continue what is already a pretty big secondary class. So I guess point in case is you have some options. Running back could be a position to address as well. But, you know, I'll leave it with this, Jim. It's going to be really tough to figure out what the 2021 makeup is going to look like at this point, because we know there's a lot of top targets out there, but Jim, a lot of these guys want to visit before deciding, and we have no idea when they're going to make it back to campus.
And no indication that it's going to happen anytime soon. Real quick, in the couple seconds we have left, Caden Saunders out of Ohio. Where is Ohio State in his recruitment?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I know that they were in the mix. I'm sure they will be back around, but maybe they weren't pushing quite as hard as you would think for him. You know, obviously, I know Michigan was involved in that recruitment. It actually looks like the Buckeyes didn't even offer him. So I still could see him coming back around. It's always a possibility.
Okay, that's it for quarter number one. Quarter number two, we're going to continue our recruiting conversation.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiasts, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. The final 22 teams are ready to get back out on the court. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app to get in on the action and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a special odds boost to bet $20 to win $100 on a team of your choosing. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.